Yes, mate.
What's going on, mate? Glasses.
Yeah, I'm the illusion of intent.
Oh, no. Jeez.
It'll wear off, mate.
They're not even real. Hey, Woz. What are you doing here?
Have you got a hamstring or not?
No. What are you doing here? Should you be working? Hey. Surprise.
Whenever you're ready.
You'll have to come from
there. We know your line.
You
gonna play this week, Trav?
Yeah, no, I'll be right. I got through some training Saturday. I've got to get through Tuesday and Thursday, but feels really good. So there was a minor hot spot a couple of weeks ago, and we just took a cautious approach. And I've got through all the training so far, and tick a couple more boxes, and I'll be right to go.
I remember, it could be wrong, but you had a sort of a minor one-weeky type thing last year. Is it the same sort of thing?
Yeah, pretty similar. Almost probably less than it was last year, and that was on the left leg. So. This one was on the right, so yeah, it was probably even more minor than it was last year.
How'd you do it?
This year? I was just running at training, and I just sort of felt a bit of a hot spot, and it was almost just a bit of tightness, really, and there was a tiny bit there, so they just took a cautious approach, and it was just really all in preparation for round one, and right now I'm on the right track.
One more hammy-related question. There's been a couple with the Power Boys this year. Has anything changed with the new high-performance staff, or anything, or is it just bad luck?
Oh, I think it's a little bit of bad luck, to be honest. You know, we've been really good with our injuries in the past, and yeah, this year just seemed to be a couple little hammies, and last year it might have been a couple of groins, and the year before that, you know, something different. So this year was, I don't think there's been too many. There's probably only been a couple, but they've only been really minor, and we've just been really cautious with it. It wasn't anything like 4 or 5 weeks or 5 weeks. It's just really, really small stuff.
And Rocky, you reckon he'll be good?
Yeah. Rocky trained Saturday and got through that session. So he's looking forward to finally wearing the power colours and getting out there for the first time.
Looking forward to playing with him?
Can't wait. It was exciting to obviously get those three in and along with the others, and playing with Motts and Watsy already was fantastic. But played with Rocky as well. You know, he's a good mate. He's going to be pretty exciting.
What about Sam?
Yeah, he's good to go as well. He trained Saturday and got through that session. So, again, he'll get through this week and be ready to go. So we should have a full strength side.
You say every year that you obviously want to win the flag, and every club in the same position. But do you feel like, given the names that you've just listed, the expectation around the club is even more... even higher than what it was last year?
Oh, look, we certainly put a lot of expectation on ourselves, and whether those guys come in or not, we would have been pushing for something pretty special, and that's just the reality of it, and that's footy, and every side will be doing the same thing. We think we've got a really good list. We think we had a really good list last year, and we've added some quality to that and some depth to that, so there's no doubt that we'll be pushing for something that, you know, right at the end of the year. So, yeah, we're in a good place, and looking forward to getting it underway.
How much was that West Coast final still burn?
Look, there's no doubt that it hurt, but the reality is that was last year. We're going to move on from it, and we've learned from it, and we've added some things to our game to improve from that scenario, from that game, and we think we're in a better position for it. So, we're into 2018 now, and looking forward to that season.
Was that spoken about a lot during the pre-season, or when you first came back?
That game or that?
That game and how you got, I suppose, approached the end of it?
It was. There's no doubt there was a big game of footy, and we made some costly errors and some stuff that we need to fix up in big moments, and we focused a little bit on that, and as well as a lot of other areas in our game, and we think we're in a better position now to go forward.
Trav, there's a fair bit of hype around Net Fife to start the season. How do you negate his impact?
Oh, look, there's no doubt, and I think, you know, seeing him in the international rules as well, watching him then, he was in pretty good form, so... look, he's one of the best players in the competition, but they've got some quality midfielders along there as well. So we're going to do it as a whole group, I think. You know, I think we've got some pretty good players to go through that midfield as well to negate him, and we'll certainly put pressure on their midfield, and not only that, but you know, the rest of their midfield as well. And if we can get the ball going our way and play it in our half, then, you know, that restricts his influence on the game. So that's the best way to do it, but certainly I think our midfield's capable enough to go with theirs.
Are you one of those players who'll be going through the midfield fair bit this
week? Yeah, look, I think I'll be through there at some stage. You know, we've got a pretty deep midfield now, and That's the beauty of our group, and again, it'll be very similar to what I've been playing, and you know, whether it be half forward, midfield, whatever role I need to play, and you know, that's along with Robbie and Chaddy and Rocky and these sort of guys that will rotate through there as well.
Have you guys trained for a particular trend this year? Like a couple of years ago, it was big body midfielders at strength, and last couple of years it's been speed. Do you feel like the game's going to go a certain way?
The game is definitely you know, developing every year and changing probably every year. But I think the biggest thing for us is making sure we defend well. And by doing that, we need to win the ball first in the contest and get it going forward. So that's what we've certainly trained. A lot of other sides have definitely trained that, and Richmond have probably set the benchmark in that area. And you know, look what result they got from that. So that's certainly what we've been trying to do and try and emulate. And we think we did that really well against the Crows a couple of weeks ago, and we're taking around one a lot of confidence from them.
That's more like a score off turnovers type setup. That's where the emphasis is going to be for footy, do you think?
Oh, that was a main area last year, certainly for our group, but the whole AFL as well. And scores off turnover was huge. And you know, if you can turn it over in the front half, it makes it a lot easier to score.
It was nice with that Riley Bonham with Pittard out.
Yep.
How you feel that, and what hopes have you got for him this season? He shows a lot of talent.
Yeah, he does, and he had a fantastic pre-season. I think his game against the Crows on the weekend, certainly that third quarter, he really took the game away, I think, from the Crows. And yeah, look, he's going to be a fantastic player for our side. And I think what he adds is a lot of composure through that half-back line and a beautiful kick. And what he does, he loves to take the game on. You've got to have those players coming off half-back that really, really want to create, and Jasper's certainly one of those. And you know, I think he's going to be a fantastic player, and hopefully gets his opportunity round one. From you know, the way he's been playing, from last week's performance, West Coast performance, he's certainly put his hand up.
What about the biggest things you've seen with Rowley's game develop over the last couple of years? He only played, I think, round 23 in 2016, the last few games of last season. What's been the biggest difference with him in that sort of progression?
Oh, look, I think any sort of young player, you know, coming into a side there, as they play more footy, they get more composed with the ball and the understanding of what's going on in the game. And I think for him, you know, only playing a small amount of footy, he's already got that composure and awareness around him now that, you know, when he does have the ball, he's got a lot of time and makes a really good decision. And for someone who's only played a few games of footy, that's outstanding, and it's only going to get better from there the more he does play.
Do you think there are going to be some boys this week who we've seen perhaps in the lineup for the last couple of years who might be a bit unlucky with all the new recruits coming in?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, it's going to be pretty tough for Kenny to make a call. I think we've pretty much nearly got a full list to choose from. So it'll be, there'll be some unlucky guys to miss out. I can't sit here and tell you who they will be right now. I'm unsure. So this is the position you want to be in. And, you know, the competition for spots is hot. And that's what makes you a good side and a good culture.
How big is the risk to play Rocky without any sort of
under his belt? Oh, look, he's had a fantastic pre-season. You know, he's done all the work, apart from some, you know, from a couple of weeks there where we had to slow him down a little bit. But look, he's a player that could come straight in and make an impact straight away. So there's no risk, I don't think, there for him to come straight in. He's done all the work. We've had match practice, you know, during pre-season this year, and he's done a lot of that. So he'll be ready to go. Sweet.
Thanks,
all good. Thanks, boys. Thanks for your input, Waz.
No worries.